Today, I want to talk to you about patience in the cryptocurrency markets and how it pays off and the difference between well-intentioned patience versus just outright holding the bags. My name is Crypto Bobby. I hope you guys are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. And the subject of today's video, I think it's an important one, and it's important to kind of understand maybe any mistakes that you've made in the past by this. And really, this video, the topic of this video, I saw this morning. It's a tweet from Luke Martin at VentureCoinist on Twitter, twitter.com/VentureCoinist. He has a great Twitter, puts out a lot of solid thoughts, and he had a tweet this morning that I thought was fantastic, and I thought there was a lot that we could really dive into as far as this discussion goes, and the tweet is as follows. If you are in a position that hasn't moved yet and your conviction setup is still strong, avoid selling and moving into another one that just took off. The market rewards patience. And there's another one that we'll get to in a second here, but just breaking it down high level outside of the tweet, basically you bought a crypto, you did a ton of due diligence on that crypto asset, whatever it is, you did a ton of research on it, you really like that, you're a big fan of it, but as soon as you bought it, it's either just kind of chilled sideways, it hasn't done all that much, or alternatively, maybe it's even dipped a little bit, or maybe it's gone up a little bit, but maybe there's a comparable cryptocurrency in the marketplace to the one that you have that is shooting through the roof, and you're sitting there feeling like you're on the sidelines while everybody's on Twitter or everybody's on Reddit talking about how rich they're getting because they got this crypto going up, and you're basically sitting there on the sidelines, kind of hanging out without any gains. Now, when that happens, a lot of times the temptation is to say, wow, everything else is pumping up. Mine is just a dead horse. It's not moving. It's broken. It's not going anywhere. And I'm going to try and hop into what's actually taking off. And then as soon as you do that, guess what happens? The crypto that you did all the research on, that you were very confident in, that nothing fundamentally has changed other than the marketplace pumping up some of the other maybe comparable cryptos out there, nothing else has changed. The fundamentals haven't changed, but you move your position because you saw other results happening that had nothing to necessarily do with the crypto that you liked. You hop into a different position, and the second you do that, or a couple days later, or a week later, that asset that you were so excited about, that pumps, and then you're looking back at it saying, why did I sell? Why did I sell? Why did I sell? And I've seen this happen so often. And I think it's a really good discussion topic too. And Luke provides a good example, and then I want to provide an example there as well. But so the one Luke provides is about Kyber Network, KNC, and specifically the comparable to Kyber Network. Kyber Network is a decentralized exchange. So Kyber Network is, in a lot of respects, comparable to ZRX or 0x. And recently, ZRX, which is one of my holdings, has been pumping through the roof. However, Kyber hasn't been kind of keeping pace perhaps with the ZRX pump as of late, but rather than if you are fundamentally confident in Kyber, if you really like if you really like that token, you think it's legit, think it's better than ZRX, why would you sell your position to jump into ZRX, which is already moving, rather than simply having patience? And that's the big thing. It's having patience. And overall, in the long run, the market has typically rewarded patience when it comes to cryptocurrency. However, I want to caveat it with this. I'm talking about when you actually, and I'm sure Luke is as well, but when I say the market rewards patience, and I don't want to speak for Luke in any respect, but this is when you actually do legitimate research on a cryptocurrency and you are very confident in the fundamentals and you took a little bit of time to pick out a solid entry point for the crypto. I'm not talking about when you see a hot new random coin pumping through the roof and then you YOLO in or you FOMO in and then it dips or whatever. That's not being patient. That's kind of just FOMOing into something. There is very much a difference between when you, and if you don't know what FOMO is, fear of missing out, FOMO, there's very much a difference when you, sometimes you can make money doing it, but there's very much a difference between when you FOMO into a cryptocurrency because you see it pumping and you do that not because of the fundamentals or not because of you're waiting for a target entry point or anything methodical or calculated. When it comes to patients with that, it's a different ballgame. But when it comes to patients with something that you've done the research on, you're confident on, you really do think that at one point in time, this asset is going to be valuable. Just because other things are pumping doesn't necessarily mean that you should stop, you should exit your position and hop into what is, you know, into what's really moving there. And for example, so we'll pull up the 24-hour changes. So right now, we'll go to that point too, but 0x up 23% in the past 24 hours. As of today, January 13th, 0x up 23%. And let's say this. So two quick examples. Right now, Bitcoin Gold is up 53%. That was a fork of Bitcoin. Maybe there's another Bitcoin fork out there. Maybe it's the Bitcoin, it's the Z Classic fork that you're preparing for. And that's not moving as much as Bitcoin Gold. And rather than holding tight to that position, which you think will be valuable in the long run, you're FOMOing into Bitcoin Gold. That type of lack of patience often comes back to bite you. And if we take a look, we zoom out a little bit more at more of like a macro look at at one of these cryptos. And I am, a lot of you guys know, I am not the biggest fan from an investment perspective of Ripple. But there was a point in time, especially prior to mid-December, where Ripple really for, I'll zoom this out a little bit more. So this is the Ripple to US dollar Tether charts. We could look at this from a Bitcoin perspective as well. But there was quite a bit of time basically between really August all the way to December where Ripple was on a pretty steady downtrend against both Bitcoin and was moving fairly flat against the US dollar. Ripple is basically sitting at 25 cents for the better part of 4-5 months. And as Ripple was sitting there at 25 cents, really not doing much between 25 and 30 cents, or between about 15 to 30 cents for the most part, as Ripple was sitting there not doing all that much, there was a lot of crypto out there that was pumping and pumping really hard. You had Bitcoin making a nice run, Ethereum making a little bit of a comeback, Litecoin was pumping in there at certain points in time. There were a lot of different market movements that were happening where Ripple was kind of chilling out and not doing all that much. Now, if you went into Ripple in, let's say, August, let's say July, maybe September, October, and you did a bunch of research on it and you liked Ripple because you thought that it was a legitimate company with an opportunity to really compete in the payments industry and support banks, and you thought that there was a legitimate profit source and whatever. You liked what Ripple was all about. You liked XRP. I'm not here to argue, yes, Ripple's great, no, Ripple's bad, whatever. But you made an entry point into Ripple at some point in time between, let's say, July and November or early December, and you looked at the fundamentals, you really researched it, and everything else was at some point in time, one crypto's up 50%, one's up 500%, everything's pumping, all these ICOs are doing great, blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there watching all this stuff go down. You got heavily, heavily rewarded for your patience with Ripple. And the funny part is, though, to that point, is the people that were most rewarded for their patience are the ones that got in at any point in time prior to like mid-December, prior to December 11th or 10th when Ripple just started pumping through the roof. Now, there are countless people on the flip side of that. On the flip side, there are countless people that looked at Ripple as soon as it started pumping, and there were multiple legs up where Ripple went to 75 cents and hung out for a little bit, went up to a dollar, hung out for a little bit, then went up to $1.75, hung out, and then went all the way up to $3 and now is pulled back to that $2 or so range. But there have been multiple people that I'm going to assume at some point in time did a bunch of research on a position, whatever it might have been, but did a bunch of research on a position, and then they saw Ripple pumping, and they saw Ripple taking a move, and then they maybe bought in. They left that position that was doing great on January 1st when Ripple was at $2.01, or when Ripple was at, about $2.01. But on January 1st, maybe they left that position that they were really researching heavily. They'd been in, they'd been patient with it, and just temptation was too strong. They FOMO'd into Ripple. Ripple went all the way up to $3 and then has pulled back down to exactly where it was prior to. And meanwhile, over those 13 days since then, there has been an incredible run across a variety of assets, whether it's been things, you know, the decentralized exchanges, whether it's been Ethereum making a massive movement. There have just been numerous EOS. There have been NEO, a ton of crypto within the past 2 weeks. And maybe you had some money in Ethereum and you're like, hey, Ethereum, why aren't you moving? You're not doing anything. And then you throw your Ethereum into Ripple. Ripple doesn't move. Ethereum moves, and it's just a vicious cycle back and forth, all caused by a lack of patience. So really, it's just kind of coming full circle on that. I think that, and I will link to this tweet below, and again, I would definitely shoot Luke Martin at Venture Coinist a follow on Twitter. I think he has a few YouTube videos as well, but the difference between patience and bag holding is it's somewhat of a fine line, but if it's something that you are truly, really confident in, you have conviction, you understand the setup, avoid selling it to hop onto a pump. Stay patient. And overall, in the most likely scenario, at least historically speaking, crypto has rewarded that patience in the long term. So I hope this video is helpful for you as far as just getting an understanding of kind of why you should be patient in the crypto market and what overall that just means for you, because that's one of I think that truly is one of the toughest things for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people, is you can just go into CoinMarketCap or you go into CoinMarketCap, you go into OnChainFX, you click the button that says 24-hour change versus USD, and then it just kind of rubs salt in an open wound when your portfolio might not be pumping and you have Ardor out there making 40%. You have 0x making 23%. You have MadeSafe coin up 50% or Bitcoin Gold up 50%. There's all these different cryptos that might be making heavy moves, and that just kind of increases that feeling within you that's like, I need to find that. I need to find the next one. I need to find the next one. And then you do dumb things. If you're confident in your portfolio, if you're confident in your holdings and you've done the research, relax and let the charts set up. Let patience take over, and you will hopefully ultimately be rewarded for that. So certainly something to think about. Obviously, there is that fine line, like I said, between patience, between bag holding, as well as just getting emotionally like attached to an asset. But if nothing's fundamentally changed, it's a good thought process. It's a good kind of look inside of yourself from a psychological perspective as far as crypto markets go and as far as your investments go. I'd personally love to hear your thoughts on this. Is this something that you find yourself doing often? Do you have a lack of patience when it comes to crypto, or have you found you've been able to adjust your own methods there from a patience perspective and have maybe been rewarded for that? So I would love to hear how that's developed for you. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell. And if you are listening on the podcast, I would certainly appreciate a rating as well as a review. That would be very much fantastic. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. I hope you have a great one. Peace.